Welcome to the CFPC section of Residence 99 podcast series. The information within this podcast is intended to provide an overview of osteoporosis. The podcast will provide an overview and cover the objectives identified in the CFPC priority topics. Disclaimer, this podcast is intended as preparation for the CFPC Canadian Harmonized Exam. The information contained within this podcast is not intended to replace official study materials. The CFPC does not guarantee the accuracy of this resource. The authors made every attempt to provide the most up-to-date information at the time of recording. However, as evidence evolves, there may be new changes since that time. Definition: osteoporosis is a condition of skeletal fragility characterized by compromised bone strength, predisposing one to an increased risk of fracture. By the WHO criteria, osteoporosis is defined as a BMD that lies 2.5 standard deviations or more below the average value for young healthy women, i.e. a T-score of less than 2.5. A normal T-score is a bone mineral density within one standard deviation of normal, i.e. a T-score of minus 1 or above. Anything in between normal and osteoporosis, i.e. between minus 1 and minus 2.5, is referred to as osteopenia. It is important to note that a diagnosis of osteoporosis can be made clinically without the need of a T-score or DEXA scan. A clinical diagnosis of osteoporosis can be made in patients who suffer a fragility fracture. A fragility fracture represents a fracture that occurs spontaneously or with minimal trauma that is unexpected in the context of normal bone health. A fragility fracture includes a fracture resulting from a fall from standing height, or a fall from a bed or a chair less than a meter, a fall from three steps or less, from coughing, or from atypical movements such as carrying groceries or shoveling snow. Epidemiology. Osteoporosis is common with a 40% lifetime risk, and 1 in 4 women and 1 in 8 men over the age of 50. Screening recommendations vary by age and by risk factors. The screening recommendations are outlined in the 2010 CMAJ paper on clinical practice guidelines in osteoporosis. For persons under the age of 50, indications to have BMD screening include fragility fractures, prolonged use of glucocorticoids at least 3 months in the past year of 7.5 milligrams daily or more, use of other high-risk medications including aromatase inhibitors or androgen deprivation therapy, and syndromes including malabsorption syndrome, primary hyperparathyroidism, hypogonadism, menopause before the age of 45, and any other disorders strongly associated with rapid bone loss and/or fractures. For individuals between the ages of 50 and 64, indications for BMD testing include fragility fractures after the age of 40, parental hip fracture, vertebral fracture or osteopenia identified on radiography, current smoking, high alcohol intake, low body weight, less than 60 kilos, or greater than 10% of weight loss after the age of 25, rheumatoid arthritis, and the other risk factors including prolonged use of glucocorticoids, other high-risk medications, and any diseases strongly associated with osteoporosis. For all individuals 65 years of age and older, bone mineral density screening is recommended. Diagnosis. To diagnose osteoporosis, one most often uses the BMD score obtained from a DEXA scan. However, osteoporosis can also be diagnosed clinically with fragility fracture. It is also important to monitor for signs of vertebral fracture annually by looking for greater than 2 centimeters of measured height loss or greater than 6 centimeters of reported height loss or reduced rib to pelvis distance of less than 2 fingers breadth. If patients meet any of these criteria, a lateral thoracic and lumbar spine x-ray should be done to rule out vertebral fracture. It is also important to note that in patients with a new diagnosis of osteoporosis, secondary causes must be ruled out by initial blood work including corrected calcium, CBC, creatinine, ALP, TSH, SPEP, and a 25-hydroxyvitamin D level after 3 to 4 months of adequate supplementation that does not need to be repeated if the level is greater than 75 nanomoles per liter. Once the diagnosis of osteoporosis is made, there are 2 tools used to risk stratify into low, medium, and high groups. The Fracture Risk Assessment Tool, FRAX, by the WHO, is a tool that was developed to evaluate the risk of fracture based on individual patient models that integrates the risks associated with clinical risk factors as well as the BMD at the femoral neck. The FRAX algorithm gives the 10-year probability of fracture. This tool can be used without the BMD known, however, including the BMD gives more accurate results. The second tool is the Canadian Association of Radiologists and Osteoporosis Canada Risk Assessment Tool, or CAROC. It requires the BMD to be used and provides an estimate of the 10-year fracture risk divided into three zones, low, moderate, and high. The clinical risk factors, fragility fracture after age of 40, and prolonged use of systemic glucocorticoids raise individual risk to the next risk category, and in the presence of both, the individual is considered at high risk. Treatment and prevention. A diet rich in calcium providing at least 1,200 milligrams per day and at least 800 units per day of vitamin D is recommended. They are, however, not considered effective monotherapy in the treatment of osteoporosis. Lifestyle modifications should also be encouraged, i.e. reduce alcohol intake and cessation of smoking. In elderly individuals, mobility assessments in the home should be considered to reduce the risks of falls. Hip protection should be used for institutionalized patients. Regular weight-bearing activity for individuals with osteoporosis should be encouraged. The above recommendations apply to those in low-risk groups as well as those in moderate and high-risk groups. For treatment for those in the moderate risk groups, i.e. the 10-year fracture risk of 10 to 20%, or those with one fragility fracture not of the spine or hip, evaluation should begin with the lateral spine radiograph to identify any vertebral fractures that would put the patient in the high-risk category. For those without any vertebral fractures, one should consider pharmacotherapy if any high-risk factors like recurrent falls, hormone deprivation use, or prolonged glucocorticoid use are present. It is important to consider patient preference in management at this stage. There should be a repeat of the bone mineral density done in 1 to 3 years' time. For those that are in the high-risk category, so greater than 20% risk of fracture or prior fragility fracture of the hip, spine, or greater than one fragility fracture in other locations, it is recommended to initiate pharmacotherapy while considering patient preference. The first-line therapy for osteoporosis is bisphosphonates. They act by decreasing bone reabsorption and through osteoclast inhibition, which increases BMD. Drugs within this class include alendronate, resedronate, and zoledronic acid. Alendronate, known as Fosamax, has weekly dosing. Resedronate, known as Actonel, has weekly or monthly dosing. And zoledronic acid is a once-a-year IV infusion. All drugs in this class are roughly equal, decreasing spine and hip fracture risk by approximately 40%, with the exception of etidronate, which has only been shown to reduce vertebral but not hip fractures. Side effects. While bisphosphonates are generally well tolerated, the most common side effect is a mild esophagitis, which can be minimized by instructing patients to take it on an empty stomach with lots of water when they wake up and to stay upright for at least 1 hour afterwards. They should wait 1 hour before eating and keep the medication 3 hours away from supplements. More rare side effects of bisphosphonates include osteonecrosis of the jaw, which may occur 1 in every 1,000 to 100,000 patients, and is often seen with high-dose IV bisphosphonates in cancer patients with poor oral hygiene or in conjunction with dental work. Another rare side effect has been reported after long-term use, i.e. greater than 7 years, are atypical chalk stick fractures, i.e. subtrochanteric and femoral shaft fractures, that occur 2.7 times more often. When put into perspective, for every 100 fractures prevented, there is one atypical fracture caused. It is important to warn patients on long-term use of bisphosphonates to report any thigh pain immediately and have the thigh imaged. Second-line therapy include medications like selective estrogen receptor modulators like raloxifene that prevent vertebral fractures only and are very rarely used. These medications are also less well tolerated than bisphosphonates. One other medication used in osteoporosis management, synthetic PTH, is known as teriparatide or Forteo. While chronic PTH leads to bone resorption, intermittent dosing of PTH actually leads to bone formation. This medication is given subcutaneously 20 micrograms daily for 12 to 18 months. However, it is extremely expensive, costing almost $1,000 a month. Lastly, it is worth noting that calcitonin nasal spray was used in the past as second line for osteoporosis management. However, it was withdrawn from the market October 1st, 2013, and is not a second line treatment option. After initiating drug therapy in high-risk patients, you should repeat the BMD in 1 year. And then every 3 years if the bone mineral density is stable, or every 1 to 3 years in patients with a progressive slow decline. Treatment does not need to continue indefinitely. Although there is very limited data, if the BMD is stable on therapy with the T-score greater than minus 2.5 after 5 years of treatment with no history of fracture, one can consider taking a drug holiday off the bisphosphonate. Summary and recap. It is important to consider osteoporosis in all your patients. Consider screening for BMD in patients under the age of 50 if they've had a fragility fracture, prolonged use of glucocorticoids, or any other high-risk medications, or have predisposing conditions such as hypogonadism, premature menopause before the age of 45, malabsorption, primary hyperparathyroidism, or any other disorders. For those 50 to 64 years of age, consider screening if they have any of those previously mentioned risk factors or parental hip fracture, vertebral fracture, osteopenia identified on radiography, current smoking, high alcohol intake, very low body weight under 60 kilos or greater than 10% weight loss, and rheumatoid arthritis. After you've done the BMD, risk stratify using the CAROC or the FRASC tools, simple preventative measures. For those in the low-risk categories, for those in the moderate-risk category, perform a lateral spine x-ray to rule out vertebral fracture and consider pharmacotherapy if there's high-risk factors. And then all those in the high-risk category should be on pharmacotherapy, first line being bisphosphonates. For those in the low-risk group, they should be reevaluated every 5 years. For those in the moderate-risk group, they should be evaluated every 1 to 3. And for those in the high-risk group, 1 year after treatment and then every 1 to 3 thereafter.